There's another contender out there for Senator Elizabeth Warren's seat. Republican business executive John Kingston is putting $3 million of his own money into his Republican Senate campaign. He's the seventh Republican Senate candidate in the state. With us now to talk about all the GOP interest in trying to unseat Elizabeth Warren is our political analyst, Tufts University political science professor Jeff Perry. Jeff, good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Bob.
So it's not even 2018 yet. In the midterms, are already heating up. A lot of people looking to take on Elizabeth Warren. Is it a sign, you think, that she might be vulnerable?
I think she has some vulnerability. She's seen as a divisive figure. She's seen as someone who is fervently anti-Trump, which riles the Republicans in this state. Her ratings with independents is lower than Charlie Baker's. So while she's the favorite, there is some vulnerability.
Is that why she's such a popular target?
Yeah, exactly. She is someone who really is seen as being so anti-Trump and standing in the face of Trump. She is popular because she's so divisive. That is, the Democrats love her because she's so outspoken and she's a fighter, and she is drawing immense amounts of money. She has more than $20 million raised over the period of her incumbency.
On the subject of money, there's been some reporting that because she's so outspoken against Donald Trump that Republicans nationally might dump some money into this race here.
President Trump hates her. He uses a racial epithet to describe her. One question is whether Steve Bannon is going to come into this race and embrace Jeff Deal, who's the real hyper-conservative in this race. And I think the reason why Bannon might come in is to stick his finger in Charlie Baker's eye, not so much Elizabeth Warren's eye.
All right, well, let's run through some of the Republican candidates. John Kingston, who's just new into the race, what's he bring to this primary election?
Kingston is a businessman. He's wealthy, as you pointed out in the lead-in. He's already put $3 million into his campaign. What stands out about Kingston is he's fervently anti-Trump. He said at one point that Trump isn't fit to be president of the PTA. And while this is deep blue Massachusetts, Donald Trump is very popular among Republicans in this state.
Handicap some of the other Republican candidates. You mentioned State Representative Jeff Deal, who chaired the Trump campaign here last year. There's former Mitt Romney aide Beth Lindstrom as well.
Beth Lindstrom is someone who has a lot of political experience. She chaired Scott Brown's campaign, his upset campaign. She's experienced in the Romney administration as administrator in the lottery. What is surprising about her campaign so far is the weak fundraising. She only raised $50,000 in donations in the first quarter. And in fact, Kingston taunted her about that and approached her about dropping out of the race.
How do you think any of these candidates figure out how to stand out?
They have to stand out on the ideological spectrum. This is poli-sci 101. So what's interesting about this race is that Kingston and Lindstrom are in the same space on this spectrum. They're moderate to conservative in sort of conventional terms, and they're going to split that vote. Where Deal has an advantage is that he's the hyper-conservative, and he has that part of the party to himself.
Let me ask you about the divisions in the National Republican Party and how it might play in Massachusetts. President Trump fighting with several U.S. senators right now. There's long been a divide over conservatives and moderates here in Massachusetts. How do you think all this might play out on this Senate stage in this next year?
Advantage Trump. I think he's silenced his critics. I think there's fear about coming out against Trump. Kingston obviously doesn't share that. But Charlie Baker has been very quiet after initially saying he was anti-Trump. He didn't vote for Trump. And so he's not been a leader of the anti-Trump movement, which I think is tells a lot about the political climate here in the state.
So then are you saying that the Senate candidates who tie themselves most closely to President Trump will have the advantage or might have the advantage in this next year?
Yes, that's what I am saying. People that turn out in Republican primary are disproportionately conservative. They are identify with Trump, and I think they're going to turn out in big numbers. So Lindstrom and Kingston, if they're going to stand a chance, they have to somehow appeal to them and to communicate that they're not really going to Washington to fight the president.
Jeff Perry, political analyst and professor of political science at Tufts University. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Thanks, Bob.